All right, let's jump right into these proposed CCPA changes. We know you're probably seeing a ton of info about them. And honestly, some of it can feel pretty complicated. So we're going to cut through all that and really focus on what you need to know.
Exactly. We'll skip the legal jargon and look at how these changes could impact your workplace, especially when it comes to automated decision-making technology.
ADMT sounds a little sci-fi, doesn't it? But it's actually already a bigger part of the workplace than a lot of people realize.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine you're applying for a job. You've spent hours perfecting your resume. But even before a human looks at it, an algorithm might be checking you out, scanning for keywords, even judging your personality based on what it finds online. That's ADMT.
Wow. Impressive, but also kind of unnerving. So it's not just about those robot assistants everyone's talking about. It's these algorithms quietly making decisions about our careers.
Exactly. And it goes way beyond just hiring. Think about systems that track employee performance, flagging those who aren't meeting targets, or even suggesting who gets promoted. A lot of these systems use ADMT, and these proposed regulations want to give employees more say in how their data is used.
More control? Sounds promising. How would that actually work?
Well, one big change is the right to opt out. Basically, in some cases, employees could say, hey, I don't want my data used in this automated system.
So, for example, if a company uses an algorithm to screen job applicants, an applicant could opt out of having their resume analyzed that way.
Exactly.
That makes sense at first. But wouldn't that cause some issues? What if a company really thinks their algorithm helps them find the best people or ensures things are fair?
Yeah, that's where things get tricky. The regulations do allow for some exceptions, like if a human makes the final decision, after looking at what the algorithm says, the opt-out might not apply. Security and fraud prevention are exceptions, too.
And work profiling.
Work profiling. Yeah, that means like evaluating someone's performance or whether they're right for a role.
Could you explain that a bit more? What does that actually look like?
Sure. So work profiling uses data to analyze and predict things about an employee, their performance, skills, whether they'd be good at certain tasks or in certain positions. It's kind of like creating a picture of their strengths and weaknesses and potential, all based on data.
So it could be a really powerful tool for employers, but it also raises concerns about fairness and bias.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why these exceptions show how hard it is to regulate ADMT. It's not just a simple yes or no. We're trying to find a balance, protecting employee privacy while still letting companies use data to manage their workforce.
So if you're an employer and you're already using ADMT, what are your obligations under these rules? What do you need to do to make sure you're compliant?
Transparency is key. Imagine you're an employee. Your performance is being tracked, analyzed by an algorithm. Wouldn't you want to know how that system works, what data it's using, how it might be impacting your career?
For sure I would. No more hiding behind complicated algorithms or vague explanations.
Employers would need to be completely open about how they're using ADMT. That means updating their privacy policies, including information about how they're using ADMT and how employees can use their opt-out rights.
I'm guessing it's not enough to just add a line to the privacy policy. You need actual systems to handle those opt-out requests.
You got it. That's where things can get complicated. Employers would need ways to handle access requests, opt-out requests from employees, and they need to make sure their systems aren't discriminating against anyone based on things like age, race, or gender.
It's so important to make sure these technologies are used fairly and ethically. So it seems like these proposed regulations could really change how companies use ADMT.
Oh, they definitely could.
Yeah.
They're making companies think critically about how they're using these powerful technologies to prioritize transparency and fairness. And they bring up an important question for all of us. What role do we want algorithms to play in our workplaces?
It's a question we're all going to have to think about. As these technologies keep evolving, we've covered ADMT. But let's move on to another big part of these proposed changes, risk assessments. I have to admit, that term always makes me think of tons of paperwork and spreadsheets.
I get it. It can sound like something only huge corporations need to worry about. But with these CCPA changes, risk assessments are something any business handling personal data needs to understand, especially if they're using ADMT.
So risk assessments, are we talking about every single piece of data a company handles?
Not really. It's more about situations where the way data is being processed, you know, where it poses a real risk to someone's privacy.
Okay, that makes sense. But how would a company know, hey, we need to do a risk assessment here? What are the signs?
Well, the biggest one is if they're using ADMT for things that really impact employees, like we talked about before, hiring, profiling, making big decisions, analyzing resumes, flagging performance issues, All of that would definitely trigger a risk assessment.
Right, because those algorithms are looking at really sensitive information.
Exactly. Another trigger is just processing sensitive personal information in general. Things like health data, financial info, even biometric data like fingerprints. The more sensitive the data, the higher the risk, and the more likely a risk assessment is needed.
Okay, so we've talked about when a company needs to do a risk assessment, but what does one actually involve? What are the steps?
Imagine it like a deep dive into how the company is handling data, like a detective investigating a case. First, they need to figure out the purpose of processing the data. What are they trying to do with it?
Right.
Then they need to look at the potential privacy risks. What could go wrong? Are there any vulnerabilities in their system?
So thinking through all the what-ifs, what if the data gets into the wrong hands? What if the algorithm makes a mistake?
Exactly. But it's not just about finding the risks. They also have to weigh those risks against the benefits of processing the data. Is the benefit worth the risk? Are there ways to make it safer, to mitigate those risks?
So almost like a cost-benefit analysis, but with privacy as the main factor.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And all of this needs to be documented. The CPPA wants to see that companies have really thought this through and that they have a plan to manage the risks.
And this isn't a one-time thing.
Risk assessments need to be reviewed and updated regularly, especially if a company changes how they're using data. There's also a requirement for executive certification, meaning someone at the top has to sign off on it to show they're taking it seriously.
So it's a serious commitment. Companies have to be ready to adapt and stay on top of things. I can see how some businesses might feel overwhelmed.
I understand that. It's not a small task. But it's important to remember that these assessments aren't just about checking boxes. They're about creating a culture of privacy within the company, protecting employee data, building trust.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about the third big area impacted by these changes, cybersecurity audits. This is where things get a little more technical, right?
Well, there's definitely a technical side. But the main idea is making sure there are safeguards in place to protect sensitive data, like building a fortress around your data, to keep out intruders.
So cybersecurity audits, is this something every business needs to worry about?
Well, not necessarily. The regulations have some specific guidelines about who needs these audits. Like if a company handles sensitive personal information for 50,000 or more Californians, they probably need an audit. Or if a big chunk of their revenue comes from selling personal data, that could trigger an audit too.
Okay, so the more data you have, and the more sensitive it is, the more likely you are to need an audit. But what does an audit actually look like? What are they looking for?
Encryption is a big one. Say you're sending confidential employee information over email. You wouldn't want that just floating around unprotected, right?
Right.
Encryption scrambles the data, makes it unreadable without the right key. Basically, it locks it up tight. And this encryption needs to be used both when the data is being sent, like in that email example, and also when it's just stored in your systems. Another important part is vulnerability assessments and code reviews. It's kind of like hiring a security expert to try and break into your systems, looking for any weaknesses, anything a hacker could use to get in.
Wow, that sounds intense.
Yeah, but it's better to find those weak spots yourself before a real hacker does.
Yes,
right?
Definitely. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly. Think of it as proactive security, finding and fixing problems before they become big issues. And finally, there's staff training. You can have the best security systems in the world, but if your employees don't know how to use them or how to spot threats, it's not going to help much.
Right, like having a fancy security system, but leaving the door wide open.
Exactly. So training employees on things like strong passwords, spotting phishing emails, reporting anything suspicious, that's all really important. It's about making sure everyone in the company understands security. And it's not just the company doing the checking. These audits are done by independent auditors, people who aren't connected to your company. So it's an unbiased look at your security measures.
So there's an extra layer of accountability there. Makes sense. But why are these audits so important when it comes to HR data specifically?
Well, think about the kind of information HR departments handle. Social security numbers, bank details, performance reviews, salary info, even health records sometimes. It's a lot of really sensitive personal data, the kind of stuff hackers would love to get their hands on.
And a data breach in the area could be really bad for a company, not to mention the impact on the employees.
Yeah, absolutely. You could be talking about lawsuits, fines, damage to the company's reputation. It's a huge mess, something no company wants to deal with.
Okay, we've covered a lot today. ADMT, risk assessments, cybersecurity audits. It's a lot to take in. Some of our listeners might be feeling a little overwhelmed right now.
I get it. These are big changes, and the details can be tricky. But the most important thing is to be proactive. Start getting ready now.
So where should someone even start? What are the most important things people can do right now?
I'd say the first step is to look at how you're handling data right now. What kind of information are you collecting? How are you using it? Where is it stored? Who has access to it?
Like taking inventory of your data.
Exactly. Once you know what data you have and how you're using it, you can start making changes, like updating your privacy policy to be really clear about your data practices, especially about things like ADMT.
Right. That goes back to that transparency we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Your privacy policy needs to be up to date, easy for employees to understand. And if you haven't already, set up a clear process for doing those risk assessments and keeping records of them. Remember, they need to be thorough and reviewed regularly.
So it's not just a one-time thing.
Right. And for cybersecurity, check your encryption. Make sure you're checking your systems for vulnerabilities. And make sure your employees know the basics of cybersecurity.
So the big takeaway here is don't wait. Start preparing now.
I totally agree. The more you do now, the better prepared you'll be for these changes. And the better you'll be able to protect your company and your employees.
We've spent this deep dive talking about what these proposed CCPA regulations mean for businesses. But it makes you wonder, are we moving towards a future where data privacy and technology are always going to be in conflict? Something to think about as we all try to figure out this new world. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the CCPA changes. Hope you found it helpful.
Absolutely. It's so important to stay informed in this digital age. The more you know, the better choices you can make.
Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep.